Acts chapter 21. And it came to pass, that after we were separated from them, and had launched, we came with a straight course to Cus, and the day following to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard, and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand, and sailed into Syria, and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her burden. And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days. They said to Paul through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed, and proceeded on our way, and they all conducted us with wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemy, and saluted the brothers, and abode with them 1 day. And the next day we who were of Paul's company departed, and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, who prophesied. And as we stayed there many days, a certain prophet, named Agabus, came down from Judea. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's girdle, and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus says the Holy Spirit, So will the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owneth this girdle, and will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we, and they of that place, prayed him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Master Yeshua. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, May the will of Yeshua be done. And after those days we took up our furniture, and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples of Caesarea also went with us, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. And the day following Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things Elohim had worked among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified Yeshua, and said to him, You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are who believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed concerning you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? It is necessary for the multitude to come together, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore do what we say to you, we have 4 men who have a vow on them. Take them, and purify yourself with them, and pay their expenses for them, so that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly, and keep the law. As concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day purifying himself with them, entered into the temple, to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until an offering should be offered for each of them. And when the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews who were from Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people, and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and this place, and further, has also brought Greeks into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. For they had seen Trophimus and Ephesian, with him before in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul, and drew him out of the temple. And immediately the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, the news came to the chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. Who immediately took soldiers and centurions, and ran down to them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him, and commanded him to be bound with 2 chains, and inquired who he was, and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude, and when he could not know the certainty because of the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, it was so that he was borne by the soldiers, because of the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed, crying, Away with him! And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said to the chief captain, May I speak to you? Who said, "Can you speak Greek? Are you not that Egyptian, who before these days made an uproar, and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men who were murderers?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I pray you to allow me to speak to the people." And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs, and beckoned with the hand to the people. And when entire silence was made, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying,